Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you as our guest today as once again we face the issues. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. In fact, I'm looking at 2 Peter chapter 2, and I'll read verse 1 for us. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, that privately they shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Denying the Lord that bought them, the Scripture says. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today Islam and Jesus. Islam and Jesus. Before we get into the dialogue and the discussion, before we go into the monologue, let me remind you we face the issues based on the authority of Scripture. Jesus says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8, 31 and 32. And then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, I am truth. And for the explanation of that truth, Jesus says in John 17, 17, thy word is truth. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It's not a matter of ideological bent or political diatribe. It's not based on denominational dogma with the attached rites, rituals, rules, and regulations. It's based on what the Scripture says. And I think we need to be aware of that. And today, perhaps more than ever, I want to call your attention to the fact we need to be aware of who Jesus is and not who Jesus is according to the Islamic scholars, as they call themselves. As we face the issues, ladies and gentlemen, and we face it based on truth, let me remind you, it was George Orwell that said a number of years ago, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And then it was the 15th century church reformer and theologian Jan Hus that said, and may I remind us, I believe it should be applied in our lives as Christians today. Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death. And that's what we attempt to do each day on this broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. As we face the issues, it's based on the authority of the Scripture. I call it having a central biblicist worldview. A central biblicist worldview means that regardless of what dogma says or some denomination says or the politicians may claim to believe, we base our decisions as we face the issues based on the authority of Scripture. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in turnkey business packages for the individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time also carries equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of professional landscape power equipment as well as the homeowner equipment, including hurricane preparedness equipment and the full line of Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff that can answer all your questions about the power equipment and backup equipment sold by Tools for Time. Tools for Time, located at 11291 Old San Augustine Road. 11291 Old San Augustine, right at the base of that gigantic flag. That flagpole located at I-295 on Old San Augustine Road. The base of that flagpole, you'll find Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we've all heard of the slurs and the accusations and complaints and criticisms against our president. I don't believe there's been any president in office that's faced any greater torrent of complaints and criticisms and accusations than President Donald Trump. But the latest opposition, ladies and gentlemen, of President Trump comes from an Islamic jihadist radio host. This radio host evidently does not realize that some people really know what Islam is, what Islam is about, and what the Quran really says. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this Muslim says that Donald Trump is the opposite of the teachings of Jesus Christ in every way. I just made a little note in my thoughts. Wow, what a declaration from an Islamic. Somehow, some way, you would think in his declaration that President Trump is the opposite of the teachings of Jesus. That somehow you'd think that this Islamic jihadist believes in Jesus or thinks that Jesus is divine or that Jesus is God. But ladies and gentlemen, it's just the opposite of that. Let me read you, and I'll pause as I read some of the thoughts from it and comment on this statement from this Islamic. Title of the article says, Muslim radio host, Donald Trump is the opposite of the teachings of Jesus Christ in every way. This article is dated February the 17th of 2020, and it's from, the man's name is Dean Abdallah, O-B-E-I-D-A-L-L-H, Abdallah, the radio host on Sirius XM Progress Radio, who professes the Muslim faith and said on C-SPAN on Sunday that Donald Trump is the opposite of the teachings of Jesus Christ in every possible way. I watched the video of him being interviewed on C-SPAN, and this is what is said from a transcribed statement from C-SPAN. And let me just read you the preamble to that first. Abdallah made this remark in response to a caller from Arkansas who said, the caller now called in while on C-SPAN interviewing this Muslim, and the caller said, I'm independent because I vote according to my conscience, and who would Jesus vote for if he were here on this earth? And this article then says, here's the transcript of the exchange between Abdallah and the caller. The host is Steve Scully. Steve Scully says, let's go to Pam, joining us from Hot Springs, Arkansas. Good morning, Independence Line. Thank you for calling. The caller says, and I quote, good morning. And I'm an independent because I vote according to my conscience. Who would Jesus vote for if he were here on earth today? And he would not vote for a group of people who believe in murdering children in the womb, or gays, which is an abomination to God, or the false gods from other countries. He would vote for who would support America, end quote. That was a pretty firm statement from the caller from Alabama, Hot Springs, Arkansas, that is. And here's what this Muslim said. I'm a Muslim. Do I have a false God? I'm a Muslim. No, I'm just asking. I'm not arguing. I'm just asking. The reality is, if Jesus came back and saw Donald Trump putting children in cages, we've seen approximately 6 children die in the U.S. custody and Donald Trump's control. Since in the first time in 10 years, children have died, would Jesus support that? Would Jesus support the man, a man who demonizes women, who comes forward and talks about being sexually abused? Would Jesus support any kind of discrimination whatsoever and cruelty and meanness? No, he would not. And Jesus is part of Islam. Listen, and Jesus is part of Islam. And my mom is Catholic, so I'm pretty cool with this whole thing of Jesus. And I'm down with Jesus. And I wish that those people who want a government to follow the teachings of Jesus would start with Matthew. Jesus said in Matthew, if you're hungry, I feed you. When you were thirsty, I gave you something to drink. You were a stranger, I welcomed you in. That's the Christianity that you should be pushing your elected officials to follow, if that's what you want. But Donald Trump is the opposite of the teachings of Jesus Christ in every way possible. I mean, in every way, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, you would think that this Muslim, this Islamic man, this man named Dean Abdallah, you would think that he was perhaps a believer, that he had read the Bible, and that he was an ardent follower of the teachings of Jesus by what he said. But I want us to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that this Muslim man, very critical and castigating of President Donald Trump, says, and I'm going to just in a moment's time outline here for you as the listener. He's saying that Donald Trump is responsible for putting children in cages. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Islam is responsible for burning people in cages. He's responsible, this Muslim says, that President Trump is responsible for demonizing women. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Islam mutilates women, uses women as sex toys, and discards them. He says that President Trump is responsible for sexually abusing women. Well, in jihad, in Islam, women are simply used. And he says that President Trump is responsible for practicing discrimination. Well, Islam discriminates against all Jews, all non-Muslims, all Christians. In fact, the jihad of Islam is to destroy every non-Muslim on the face of the globe. And so, ladies and gentlemen, the irony of these accusations is that it's coming from a practicing Muslim. Either this man is completely ignorant of what Islam is, or he thinks that we, the people, are dumb, stupid, and ignorant ourselves. One or the other. Can't be both. The very thought, ladies and gentlemen, the very things that he is saying against President Trump are the critical central elements of Islam and the teachings in the Quran. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a dangerous thing for an individual, as a Christian in particular, to believe that somehow, some way, Islam is peaceful and Islam is tolerant. I have a book on my desk now, and it says, Is Islam Tolerant? It's 25 chapters, about 350 pages in length. Had the privilege of publishing it a number of years ago, and I outlined very succinctly and very clearly, right from the Quran, right from the surahs, we call them verses and chapters in our Bible. In the Quran, they're called surahs, S-U-R-A, or S-U-R-A-H, and in the surahs, in the Islamic Bible, as they call it, the Islamic Quran, it's called the Noble Quran, and the Noble Quran, by the way, is the only Quran that the Islamic scholars will read and have any faith in or confidence in as being real. Ladies and gentlemen, Islam is the most evil, wicked, dangerous, wrath-filled religion on the face of the globe. Islam, according to the demographers, will control America by 2050, yet we see only silence from the political crowd in every state across America, including Washington, D.C. Ladies and gentlemen, I am saddened to see and have to communicate to you the facts. This man, by the way, Dean Abdallah, born December the 17th, 1969. He's the host of Sirius XM Progress Radio. He is a frequent contributor, by the way, to CNN and other liberal news outlets and media. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, I am saddened to have to say, but even a person like Bill Maher, which is a Sodomite himself, Bill Maher, which is a rank liberal, Bill Maher had some things to say just a couple of years ago about the dangers of Islam. He says, we have a Muslim problem. And he is talking about, in the conversation in particular, when he made that statement about Dean Abdallah. Bill Maher is becoming infamous for his bashing of Islam, according to Abdallah. And so on CNN, Bill Maher, the man famous for his hating religion, is now becoming infamous for hating one religion in particular, that is Islam, according to this man, Abdallah. Maher, that is Bill Maher, discussed how women are unfairly treated in certain Muslim countries, which is truly an issue deserving of discussion, Bill Maher says. Further in this article, Maher gave us a long rant rallying liberals to stand up against Islam. For the support, he cited the high incidence of female genital mutilation, that's called FGM, in the Muslim-majority countries as Somalia and Egypt. Maher continued by claiming that Islam is like the mafia and that you will be killed if you attempt to leave the faith. Maher then cited the Pew Research poll that found that 90% of Egyptians supported the death penalty for those who left Islam. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a pretty lengthy article, but the point that I make is, by interjecting that thought, is that even Bill Maher recognizes there's a major problem and danger with Islam. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, Islamic mutilation of women for centuries. It's called FGM, female genital mutilation, practiced in all Islamic nations and also found in America. But in America, even though it's illegal, it is still underreported and rarely prosecuted in our nation today. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the very serious question that begs to be asked and answered when we talk about Islam and Jesus. Does the Quran teach about the Jesus of the Bible? Is the Quran correct in its understanding of who Jesus is? This man that is criticizing President Donald J. Trump and is highly castigating critical remarks in saying that President Trump is the opposite of the teachings of Jesus Christ in every way. That's what we're addressing today. That's the issue that we're talking about. That's the question that begs to be asked and answered. Islam is an evil, wicked, dangerous religion, ladies and gentlemen. And may I say again that we need to recognize the dangers of it and say and do something before it's too late. Here's an article that says Islam terrorists kill at least 24 during church services in Africa. A group of armed terrorists killed at least 24, including the pastor, in a gunned attack on the Protestant church in Africa province during Sunday morning services. 18 others were also wounded, and a number of people were kidnapped. The jihadists reportedly separated the men from the women in front of the church before gunning them down by the dozens, likely the men, and kidnapped numerous of others, likely many of the women. They then set the church on fire and looted nearby shops. Islamic attacks on Christians continue to skyrocket all over the African nation. Here's another article, ladies and gentlemen, that says French schoolgirl investigated for insulting Islam. In France today, using freedom of expression to criticize Islam has become a dangerous act, even for children, warns the Italian writer. Two investigations were conducted regarding a French schoolgirl's criticism of Islam via social media. One focused on the threats to her life, but the other was against the girl. Mila, M-I-L-A, is the girl's name, accusing her of provoking religious hatred. Further in the article, it states this. Today in France, using freedom of expression to criticize Islam is clearly an extremely dangerous act, even if you, as Mila, are a child. Mila, 16, was doing live stream when she responded to a Muslim boy who asked her out. She refused, adding, quote, listen, ladies and gentlemen, she said, the Quran is religion as a religion of hatred. There's only hatred in it. That's what I think, and I say what I think. Islam is a religion of hatred. The article further says what she said might be considered a bit raw, but does she have the right to say so? Yes. After all, she says, Jews are called the descendants of pigs and apes without the speech police having a stroke of anything to say. But after her comment, she was targeted on social media with death threats. Her name, her dress, and the name of her school were all made public, forcing her into hiding. Mila reports, I can't set foot in my high school anymore, and I can't even change schools because the whole of France is out to get me simply because I stated the truth about Islam. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, that says Florida teenager murdered a 13-year-old for mocking Islam. The 17-year-old was a recent convert to Islam. The family of the 13-year-old murdered in a stabbing attack by a Muslim teenager is suing the grocery store who sold him the knife he used in the crime. Corey Johnson attacked Johanny Alexander Syria and others in 2018 in a horrifying act in 2018. Johnson, who had converted to Islam prior to the attack, had been under investigation by the FBI because he was viewing radicalization propaganda online, including beheading videos. Corey Johnson has confessed his actions to our investigators, stated that he stabbed the victim because of his religious beliefs in Islam, said the Palm Beach Garden Police Chief Clint Shannon at the time. Our understanding is that he converted to Islam and had been watching violent videos online. Siri died of his injuries, including a slash to his throat, and Johnson is to be tried as an adult for the crime. The family filed a lawsuit this Monday against Publix for selling the knife to Johnson just hours before he killed Siri. Ladies and gentlemen, that's happening around the globe, and we're not paying attention to it. It's going under the radar. The point that I'm making is we get to the bottom line. I want to look at in a moment, we'll look at the Quran. We'll look at what the Quran says about Jesus and this Muslim criticizing our president saying that President Donald J. Trump, in what he is doing, is opposite to the teachings of Jesus in every way. So just what does the Quran say about Jesus? Just what does the Quran think about Jesus? Is this man, Dean, as he is called, I believe that's a given American name, but he claims that President Trump is a bad guy because he doesn't follow the teachings of Jesus. So the question begs to be asked and answered, does the Quran teach Jesus? Do Muslims follow Jesus? Here's an article. It says, Kenya attacked. 147 dead as Islamic gunman targets Christian students. Mass gunman from Somalia and Shahabab groups massacre 147 Kenyan pupils in a day-long college campus siege. Ladies and gentlemen, here's another article. Al-Shabaab extremists attack U.S. military base in Somalia. Here's another article. Two pastors in Ethiopia beheaded in the Mideast. Of Islamic rioting, in the midst of Islamic rioting. Ladies and gentlemen, the question begs to be asked and demands to be answered. Should we believe what this man is saying in relationship to Islam? In fact, I want to read to you, ladies and gentlemen, right from the Noble Quran. The Noble Quran, when it talks about jihad, it is very, very clear. In fact, in the Quran, it says, and Surah 2, 190, and I'm looking at the Quran, and right in the way of Allah, fight in the way of Allah, those who fight you, but transgress not the limits. Truly, Allah likes not the transgressors. This verse is the first one that was revealed in connection with jihad, ladies and gentlemen, according to the footnote of the scholars. Now, just as you might have a study Bible, and you have footnotes from scholars, the Noble Quran has footnotes from the Islamic scholars about the word jihad and many other phrases and words in Islamic study. And according to the scholars, the footnote that I'm reading in the bottom of this page, reference to Surah 2, 190, it says, jihad, holy fighting in Allah's cause with full force of numbers and weapons, is given the utmost importance in Islam and is one of the pillars which Islam stands. By jihad, Islam is established. By jihad, Allah's word is made superior. By jihad, his word is being and stands, which means none has the right to be worshipped but Allah and his religion. His religion, Islam, is propagated by jihad. By abandoning jihad, may Allah protect us from that, Islam is destroyed. And the Muslims fall into the inferior position. Their honor is lost. Their lands are stolen. Their rule and authority vanish. Jihad is obligatory, the obligatory duty in Islam for every Muslim. And he who tries to escape from this duty or does not in the innermost heart wish to fulfill this duty dies with one of the qualities of a hypocrite. And it goes on to give you the name and the credentials of the Islamic scholar that made that statement, ladies and gentlemen. It is sad to say, but it is true that Islam believes in holy jihad. And as we'll see in a moment during the course of this broadcast, they believe in a totally different Jesus than the Jesus of the Word of God. And then we find, ladies and gentlemen, I'm holding the Quran in my hand. I'm reading Surah 9:36. Verily, the number of months in Allah is 12 months in a year. So was it ordained of Allah on the day when he created the heavens and the earth of them four and sacred. He gives the months that's outlined there. And then it says, as they fight against you collectively, but know that Allah is with you, those who are pious Muslims. Ladies and gentlemen, it talks about jihad throughout the Quran. Jihad is the way that Islam views being dominant, superior, and controlling. In fact, the word Muslim or Islam means be submissive. So the whole goal is for Islam is to force the world to submit to Allah and to become Islamics. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you that the non-Muslims, especially the Jews and the Christians, are the target of Islamic jihad. The Quran teaches jihad, that is holy war against all non-Muslims. Yet, this Islamic advocate, Dean Abi Dalla, criticizes President Donald Trump, accusing him of being opposite of the teachings of Jesus. Yet all that you see, all that you read, all that's practiced in Islam, all that they believe, all that they teach, all that they practice are totally opposite of what Jesus Christ teaches and says in the Word of God. Jesus teaches peace, yet Muhammad and the Quran teaches murder by way of jihad. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible is to be believed and the Quran is to be rejected. Ladies and gentlemen, our public schools today are teaching our children Islamic practices. In fact, I have stated this on the radio broadcast many times down through the years. We have in our public school systems today in their history books, more is said in the positive fashion about jihad and Islam and Islamic beliefs and the Quran than is collectively said about Christianity and Judaism together. We have our schools, ladies and gentlemen, are teaching our kids to dress as Muslims, put on the hijab as Muslims, to quote Islamic surahs from the Quran, to get down on their knees on the prayer rugs and to recite the Shahada, which is the call to conversion in Islam. We find it being paid for by taxpayer money with prayer rugs and Islamic rooms to pray in our universities and colleges. Even in our universities and colleges today, the taxpayers are paying for foot washing basins that's required by Islamics so that they can be considered clean as they go in to pray. Ladies and gentlemen, it seems that the Supreme Court's not worried about Islam. Here's an article that says Supremes have no problem with teacher forcing Christian students to voice Islamic prayer. U.S. Supreme Court declined to take the case of the public school teacher who required her students to recite the Islamic conversion prayer or receive a failing grade. The Thomas More Law Center is defending Kayla Wood, a Christian student in the 11th grade at La Petite High School in La Petite, Maryland. Wood refused to deny her faith by making a written profession of the Muslim conversion prayer known as the Shahada. There's no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger of Allah, Thomas More said. The Fourth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled the teacher did not violate the Establishment Clause. Wood also had been forced to view a series of Islamic-promoting PowerPoint slides, including one casting aspersion on Christians that said, "Most Muslim faith is stronger than the average Christian faith." Ladies and gentlemen, that's taking place in our public schools. We're talking about the fact, ladies and gentlemen, that there's the comparison of Jesus and President Donald J. Trump, and that portrayal and that objection and that castigating dispersion against President Trump being brought about by an Islamic himself. And therefore, I want us to understand what the Quran says and what the Bible says in relationship to that. There's a major problem when we allow this to continue in our nation, ladies and gentlemen. Here's an article that says CARES goal, that's Council on American Islamic Relations, CARES goal, colon, 30 Islamics in Congress. A strong CARE equals a strong community. A strong community will produce a strong, confident, and successful Muslims. So I'm telling you tonight, we are going to work in the next year, that's talking about this year, 2020, God willing, he says, to elect at least 30 Muslims in Congress. This number is equivalent to our size and our potential in American Islam, is including at least two U.S. senators. In addition, he talks about having about 5,200 running for office in America for local, state, and federal governmental offices in America. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the implosion of America by allowing the Islamic jihadists to take the prominent positions that they're taking. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have about a one-minute break at the top of the hour for the news. Don't turn your dial. Hang on as we come back in just a moment after the top of the hour news. We'll continue our thought today as we're talking about Islam and Jesus. What does the Quran say? What does the Bible say? Should we compare that with Donald J. Trump? What is the truth of the matter? Join us in just about 1 minute.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.